our Lord prepares the prophet Ezekiel for a tough mission, to be the Lord's spokesman to a rebellious people not disposed to listen to him. You see, Ezekiel had to call out the people of Israel because of their infidelity to our Lord's covenant and for the corruption that had arisen amongst them. The people would have to learn again to trust in the Lord's love and care for them and follow his commandments. Our Lord warned Ezekiel, though, that he would not be met with open arms by the people, but the Holy Spirit would be there with him to give him the words and help he need to be the Lord's prophet. Our Lord himself encounters similar problems that Ezekiel had to undergo. When Christ came back to Nazareth, right, his hometown, to preach the gospel, he was met with unwelcoming arms. The people had grown up with him as a child, so their ears and hearts were blinded to his message. Is this not the carpenter, right, the son of Mary and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? Like, we know this guy. Are not these his sisters with us? In Christ's time, however, extended family were all referred to as brothers and sisters. The people feel way too familiar with our Lord. Right? At stake is their pride. They didn't want to admit that a humble hometown boy has anything to teach them. Therefore, their lack of faith impedes Christ's work. That even our Lord, the Son of God himself, much like Ezekiel and the other prophets, faced opposition when bringing his teachings to the people of their day. Now, here in our own day, we as Christians also have a mission, an apostolate, to bear God's message and make it known in our everyday lives